Hello there, everyone. This is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're back on the air. And I got Chris Gerald at the work in the sound booth, engineering specialist, working without Alex Doblofsky, who's gallivanting around Europe right now. Alex, I'm sure you're not listening. That's right. You didn't respond to your emails either, Alex. Our next guest, is we've had him on before. This is a second time around. Reginald Swift of Rubik Strategies. Welcome back, Reginald.
Thank you for having me back.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
So when we were off air, you said to me, ask me about my new hip. And I looked at you and I took you literally and I thought, wow, you're kind of young for a new hip. And that was not what you meant.
Exactly. So, you know, maybe in 25, 30 years, I may be using my own products. But, you know, until then, I'd rather stay healthy and, you know, go to the gym and be able to have my own bones in my system.
Right.
But until then, for the other members that are unlucky or unfortunate that they need hip replacement, right now, our company is working on a combination device that has a hip implant suited with drug delivery. Now, the drug delivery portion will be infused within the device and deliver medicine as directed or as needed to the affected pain area. Because as we know, one of the side effects of any type of surgery is pain. It's any type of pain. You can sustain chronic pain over the course of the implant, which can last 10, 20 years. But we're trying to effectively manage that all-in-one scope and all-in-one swoop process. So what we came up and we're trying to engineer that right now is to have, you know, a capsule or a chamber within the device to deliver pain medicine, you know, as needed by the patient or as directed by the doctor.
So not only will you develop a hip, but you also have you will insert something that will be able to relieve the pain.
That's correct.
Would you use the pain reliever without a new hip, with an old hip?
Well, right now, as the devices that are sustained in the market now, they aren't designed to encapsulate any of this product. So it would be a re-engineering of old product to sustain, new technology.
And so where are you in the developmental process?
Well, thank you for asking. So right now...
What else am I going to ask?
So right now, I have a phase two prototype. I completed the phase one the last time we spoke. Right now, I have a phase two. And now we're going through testing just to see... we're doing bench testing just so we can see the efficacy of how the mechanisms will work within the device to make sure it can deliver what we need it to do. So then that takes some time.
And how are you funding the business?
Still self-funding it. I'm bootstrapping this baby all the way. But it's helpful that ever since the last time we spoke, I've actually garnered a few more clients that I'm doing some work for.
So you're consulting on the side?
That's correct. Well, that's part of the business
as well. To generate revenue. You have a consulting business.
Well, I think of it more bigger than a consulting business because we're helping design their product as well.
So you're doing medical engineering design.
That's correct.
So give us a sense of what kind of projects, in addition to the hip one, which is yours,
mm-hmm.
that you're working on, types of projects.
So internally, we're working on many different areas and many different projects. So I have a few interns that are with me within the business, and we're working on a various amount of projects. So we're also breaking into the aerospace market, which I have a background, and a couple of the interns have backgrounds in the aerospace market as well. So they're developing new combustor technology to encapsulate lean fuel transitions and lean fuel methods to use, so less fuel burn at the end of the cycle. We also have other medical devices that we're designing for patients or for the customers, for our clients, relatively proprietary in nature, but they're geared towards in the heart space, cardiovascular space, small components.
But your that part of your business is different than the hip business. You've sort of gone a little bit far afield. Is that on purpose, to stay away from your clients?
That's on purpose, because we don't want a conflict of interest internally to undermine what we're developing.
You don't want to compete with your clients.
That's right. And then we're trying to keep it that way as well. So as we garner more and more business from clients from all types of industries, all types of sectors, of the healthcare industry, where we're positioning ourselves to really remain a competitor of our own right.
So for those who don't know the business, explain to us a little bit about the business so people understand that there's something that's there and how it all came together.
Sure, sure. So we're our engineering firm, full-service engineering firm. So I deem it more as a think tank because we're trying to think of the new innovative technologies to bridge to the 22nd century. Right now we have onesies and twosies that are just advancements of the last product. There's just a new generation of the last type of products. And it doesn't matter what sector. It can be aerospace. It can be medical. It can be energy. It can be sustainability. We're trying to bridge new technology to build, you know, for sustainability, for our livelihood. Because in essence, you know, if we don't innovate, I mean, we don't move forward. And that's kind of the basis of what my organization is. We're using the collective thought of many of our employees and the interns as well, because they contribute to really develop newer and identifying gaps with our reasoning and our processes. So we're developing solutions to close those gaps and close those products that we need.
Well, interesting, but if you're HIP product takes off, is that going to create any conflict within the business?
No, because it's our proprietary product.
So you'll spin it off as a separate business?
It'll be spin off as a separate business. And we're developing, we have a business strategy to develop subsidiaries where it can encapsulate into one sector. So we'll have a medical device sector that organization will just focus on medical devices. Another one will just focus on aerospace. Another one will just focus on energy. Another one will focus on sustainability. But that's a 10-year goal.
How many staff do you have?
Right now I have 5.
And where are you from? Give us your background again.
So I'm originally from Miami, Florida. That's Go Dolphins.
That's where I'm going. You better get another team. You've proven one thing, that loyalty overshadows logic.
You know, I had many people try to convert me to the Patriots. Don't get me wrong. I like the Patriots. You know, they're my second best team, you know, outside of the Dolphins. So if the Dolphins aren't winning,
as long as you hate the Jets.
Oh, we're both in the same boat. but I started out in aerospace. My background is mechanical engineering, but then I moved into the aerospace market first. And then I trailed through, you know, the robotics industry, nuclear industry, and then finally landed into medical device. And, you know, because I've gone through each of the markets, I started understanding the business landscape. And because now I know the business landscape for medical devices, I figured, why not have a slice of that pie for me, you know, to start with? And then we can bridge, you know, to any other sector that we need to be.
Right. And you're able to use your core business to fund what you're doing, so you're not strapped for money.
That's correct.
Right. So what's your new business model? How do you function looking for new business in the existing company?
So I'm very glad you asked that. So the way I operate...
Lucky, I guess.
So the way I operate is the way I, you know, advertise my company on a website is what I can do for them, what I can do for our, you know, private and public customers. So what we can do is, you know, like you were mentioning before, some of the consulting, some of the design work, some of bridging some of their gaps within their business lifecycle processes. So a lot of companies have been coming to me, you know, asking inquiries, what exactly do you do? And what can you help me with? And then, you know, from there, we take the conversation forward and we develop proposals.
So they know you. Are you doing any kind of like outward bound marketing?
No.
Actually, it's all reputation. They're coming to you.
That's correct. We've just been doing organic growth through Twitter and our newsletters. But other than that, no, we have not been doing any outbound marketing.
Wow. Kind of interesting. So you're going to continue to sort of social market as your way of marketing.
That's correct. And we're also doing work with the federal government. So we're also garnering that business as well. So it's nice to have.
Again, if someone wants to find you at Rubik Strategies, how would they do that?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at rswift without the T, 001. It's RSWIF001. You can find me on Twitter. You can email me, rswift@rubitsinc.us. That's RUBITSINC.US. You could even go on a website and send an inquiry to our team, rubitsinc.us. And I look forward to hearing from you.
And we're going to keep having you on the show so we can help you sort of get your message out to the world.
I would definitely appreciate it. Good. I definitely like coming here.
Radio Entrepreneurs, your marketing arm. So we'll.
Oh, yeah, definitely is. And definitely good. Is.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show again. It's quite exciting, and we look forward to hearing from you next time you're on.
I look forward to it. I look forward to being a regular.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC. We've been speaking again with Reginald Swift, Rubik Strategies. Check him out. I think you'll find it all very interesting. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.